Our Falling in Place series continues this morning, spotlighting the important work of and fostering collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishments. See more possibilities. See more promise. See more progress. Capital Roots is a 40-year-old nonprofit organization that nourishes healthy communities with 52 community gardens, the Veggie Mobile, healthy stores, and produce projects, squash hunger, and much more. Capital Roots is headquartered at the Urban Grow Center, a regional food hub focused on urban agriculture and produce distribution to four counties, enabling Capital Roots to triple the ability to deliver fresh food and services to underserved neighborhoods and low-income families. Amy Klein is the CEO of Capital Roots, and she is here to tell us much, much more. Amy, thank you very much for being with us. It's a great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you for having me.
A delight. What, as I mentioned, 40 years. So how did this whole organization get started and how it has grown over those four decades?
Yeah, it's been quite a journey. 40 years ago, Dean Leith, who was the CEO of Garden Way, started the organization as a way for people to grow their own food. Garden Way was the manufacturer of Troy Belt rototillers.
Right.
And he just wanted people to be able to enjoy gardening and growing their own food the way he did, and so many people that he knew. And he knew that because Garden Way was located in a city in Troy, that people didn't have that ability because they didn't always have a place where they could grow food. And so he started creating community gardens. And so for many years of the organization's history, that was the prime and sole focus of the organization, was giving people that ability to grow their own food.
So currently we look at it as how it has run currently.
The organization has evolved considerably, so our community gardening program is still a big focus of our work. We operate 52 community gardens, and we give people all the resources that they need to be successful in their food growing, and people can grow about $2,000 worth of fresh organic food in a community garden plot. But we realized about a dozen years ago that even if we could build community gardens on every corner in an urban area, that not everybody could garden and achieve access to healthy food in an urban area. And there weren't supermarkets. Supermarkets were leaving urban areas. And that meant that people didn't have access to fresh, healthy food. And so we started thinking about ways to give people access to affordable fresh food in their communities. And so a dozen years ago, we started the Veggie Mobile, which was a way to, in people's neighborhoods, access fresh food. It's a mobile market. People walk on board and shop the produce aisle, and they can buy produce at about half the cost of what they could buy it for in the supermarket if it was in their neighborhood. And we added another mobile market, the Veggie Mobile Sprout, along the way, and a healthy stores program. We have 20 stores, little convenience stores, where we partner with the stores and provide fresh produce. They sell it at a small markup, but it's still affordable, and it's right in people's neighborhoods. And so what we've done over the years is given people many access points to fresh, affordable food right in their neighborhoods, and added on educational programs, job readiness programs, all sorts of ways that people can live healthier lifestyles and improve our communities in healthier ways.
I'll be giving out this web address a few times, but if you want to find out more information, it's capitalroots.org, capitalroots.org. I want to focus on two of these programs, but before we get into the specifics there, when you say community garden, I think it's self-explanatory, right? But talk a little bit about the definition of a community garden and how you see it and the parameters that you set up for a community to have a community garden.
No, I'm glad you said that, because the definition often is different for different entities, and we do have a very particular definition of our community gardens. We either own, because we're an urban land trust, or we have long-term lease agreements with all of the properties that we operate. So so we can ensure that those gardens are there forever and serving the community. We subdivide the land into individual plots, so individuals get those plots and they do the hard work of gardening, which gardening is very hard work for those who out there who are gardeners. We ensure that the soil is of good quality. We fence the gardens, and gardeners have full access to their plots and can garden at any time of day or night that they choose. We give them tools, seeds, plants, educational classes, water, everything that they need to be successful in their food growing, except that hard work of gardening. And they reap the full benefits of that harvest. So they're doing the hard work, and they're gaining the benefit of the harvest.
So you mentioned a lot of the programs that you do. The Squash Hunger Program is a food rescue initiative, and you make the point that it's one of the easiest ways for people to get involved. So talk a little bit about that program, how it came to be, and ultimately it's why it's so essential.
Sure. So Squash Hunger actually was the first program that we added on to our array of programs. And really the reason we created it was because there was a program that was in existence around the country called Grow an Extra Row, which I'm sure people have heard of.
Sure.
You're a gardener, grow an extra row for the hungry. Great idea in principle, but in practice, a little more difficult because oftentimes your local food pantry is only open Tuesday and Thursday from 10 to 12. And so the execution of that concept can be a little more challenging than your intent. So you grow that extra row, but how do you get that food to those in need? So the first year that we created Squash Hunger, we did it to set up drop-off locations around the region where you as a home gardener or a community gardener could drop off your excess at easily accessible locations, places that you might be going to that are open in the evenings or on weekends, markets, and places like that, so that you could just easily drop off your excess. Since then, we've expanded the program to do gleanings, which means we go into farms that have excess that they're not going to pick because they don't have a market for their produce. And the farmer allows us to bring our volunteers in and pick that produce and deliver it to emergency feeding programs. So we've been able to rescue tens of thousands of pounds of produce in that way. We also work with CSAs, Community Supported Agriculture, where they have excess. So we work with a lot of farms who have excess that would otherwise go to waste. We work with produce distributors who have excess, in addition to home gardeners, community gardeners, and farmers. And all of the produce that we collect through our Squash Hunger program goes to the emergency feeding programs, soup kitchens, shelters, and food pantries in our region. We work with 70 of those emergency feeding programs. Last year, we were able to collect and distribute over 86,000 pounds of fresh food through that program.
When we think of gardening, we think of it as a seasonal activity. So how seasonal is what you do?
So all of our programs, except the community gardening program, run year-round. Squash Hunger is now a year-round program because we're able to collect and distribute produce on a year-round basis. Our mobile markets operate year-round. Our healthy stores operate year-round. Really, all of our programs are on a year-round basis. People need to eat on a year-round basis, and we want to provide for them on a year-round basis.
You mentioned the mobile market, so let's focus in for a moment on the Veggie Mobile. 10th anniversary this year, so congratulations on that.
Yeah,
that's very
exciting.
And this is, some 35 stops that you do in a week.
And when we started out, we started with 7 stops. People were very dubious about the idea. You know, at the time, fresh produce was not something that was thought of as something people wanted. But we really believed that people did want fresh, healthy food and would use their food stamps and disposable income to be able to buy fresh produce as long as it was affordable, accessible, and of good quality. And all of our produce is of top quality. We buy direct from farms and we're purchasing every day. And the response the first day that we went out on April 19th, 10 years ago, was off the charts. We had lines of people waiting at our first stop, and we just it was really incredible. And the response since then has been phenomenal. And we wish we had more than two veggie mobiles.
When it comes to, in our final moment together, when it comes to people hearing us and how they can help, the easiest way to get involved?
People can volunteer through all of our programs. We have a wonderful event coming up. The first Sunday in May is our annual spring brunch, and over 700 people attend that event. All the food is provided by local restaurants, and it's a great coming together of community and start of spring. But there are so many ways to connect in with the organization, and it's really a big family, and we look forward to people getting involved in whatever way they feel comfortable.
You can find out more information about Capital Roots and the wonderful work they do in our community by going to their website, capitalroots.org, capitalroots.org, or at Capital Roots NY on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also go to this interview on our website, wamc.org/roundtable, and there are links to Capital Roots there. Amy Klein is the Chief Executive Officer of Capital Roots. Amy, thank you so much for sharing this morning, and best of luck, and thank you for the great work you're doing in the community.
Thank you.
Great pleasure. Thank you. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities. See more promise. See more progress.